Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
Not sometime, church, when we leave from this place today. Let us be an example of God's love. Let us be that light for someone to be able to see. And it starts right here amongst the believers. It starts right with us loving each other. They used to tell us at home, that's why when we grew up, our parents were trying to make sure that we had a bond at home in a family. And if you have a bond at home in a family, when you go outside the home, you're able to function in love. You're able to recognize love. I used to hate it growing up and something happened and if siblings, we get upset and we may get in a little light fight and our parents will make us hug each other. Even then, they was trying to teach us about love. You hug them. Sometimes they was giving us. We didn't have to. They say, I tell you what, you can hug them. You go out there and get me a switch. I know we don't use switches anymore. You know that now. That's today. That was child abuse today. But back then, it was training up a child in the way that he should go. Said spare the rod, spoil the child. But we have a new. Well, that's now you got to call them, you know. Well, we still discipline ours. I wish you would call. let me. Ah, Jesus, Lord Jesus. If you call them, I tell you what. When they leave, you better leave with them. That's all. But it was trying to instill love within us. It was an act to instill love in us. Now listen what the word of God said. Last chapter here, 1 John chapter 4, starting at verse 7. It said, beloved, let us love one another. If you don't know what that looked like, go back to verse 4. Let us love one another, for love is where? From God. You know why I have love? It's from God. You know why I'm able to do verses 4 through 7? Because God instills something on the inside of me. It's from God. It's from God. Listen to what it says. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God. For God is what? Love. Saying, if I can't do verses 4 through 7, wow, what an indictment. It says that I don't love God. Because this is what love, this is the act of love. If I can't perform the acts of love, how can I say that I love God? If I'm saying that I love God, that's I'm saying that I can do it. I can do it. And we know the word. We say, oh, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Well, that means that I can love then. Not when I want to or how I want to or where I want to. I should be able to love just like the God loved us. Willful sacrificial giving of oneself for the benefit of another without expecting anything in return. The one who do not love does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God will manifest it in us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world. He set an example so that we might live through him. He sent his Son into his only begotten Son, who lived, died, was crucified on the cross for us, that we might live through him, that we might show our love through him, that we may show God's love through him. He's saying this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Isn't that something? God loves us enough to pay for our sins before we sin. He loved us enough that his Son went to the cross for us. I just wanted to think about this morning. Think about it. What love got to do with it? Has everything to do with it. Let's think about it. Really consider your love. I know we heard this before. He said, beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So if you have someone that maybe you have an issue with, just go to 1 Corinthians 13. You find a place in there that you're regularly struggling, go back to 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7. Let us know everything that we need to function in if we have God's love. Amen? Let's function in God's word. Let's build upon that foundation, God, his love. Build upon that foundation. And I found out that if we keep doing it, God, he increases our faith. We mature. We mature in the things of God. I found out a lot of things that used to be challenging for me to do, but because of my love in God and his love that's on the inside of me, and I'm steadily in his presence, those things begin to become easy. It's not a struggle. It's not a strain. I found out that my temper changed. I used to have a temper, believe it or not. I mean, I had a serious problem. But don't tell me that God's love can't change you. If his love can change me, and let me tell you, all that he asks of us and what he tells us that love should look like, we are capable of performing each one of those acts. We are capable of doing it. But it's all going to come out of our relationship with God. Just look at someone and ask them, do you have a relationship with God today? Then ask them one more thing. Say, is it real? Is it real? Is it real? Because everybody say they have a relationship with them, but is it real? Do you have a true relationship with them? Is it real? Is it a life-changing relationship? Because a relationship with God changes your life. Maybe somebody listening to me and looking at me today and don't have that relationship. Let me tell you, get in God's love. His love will change you. Those areas that we struggle with, get God on the inside of us. He changes us. And I like it because he changes from the inside out. A lot of times you don't see God working on me, but you'll see it sooner or later. He's working on the inside. And sooner or later, it's going to show up on the outside. Don't give up. Don't give up. If you don't have that relationship with God, ask him to come into your life today. Lord, I need you. I'm asking you right now, God. I believe you died on the cross. I believe that you rose again. I'm at that place in my life. I'm tired. You ever got tired? Even in my walk in Christ and my salvation, I found myself, I'm tired. I'm tired of doing this and don't see change. I'd have been there with church and everything. Lord, I'm tired. Why I keep doing this and this? Just get like Jeremiah sometime. I just keep preaching your word, keep doing this, and I don't see no change. I'm tired. There's something about the love of God on the inside of us. Sean Wright says something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name that I know. It does something to you. Ask God to come into your life. And if you got him on the inside of you, ask him to start cleansing you. Ask him to start to repair your heart, repair those areas in our life that need fixing. So I can walk in God's love. So I can exemplify his love. So people can see that the love of God is on the inside of me. Not my little giving, not my faith that I'm talking about that I have. I need somebody to see my love. Meaning I need somebody to see my light. Something that's gonna draw people to you. The spirit that's on the inside of you. It draws. You are the light, not hidden in a basket of light that shine bright to draw men, to draw women, draw children to God. That's what love does. Love will draw. Not because of what you're saying or what you're giving or what you're doing, but because of what somebody can see on the inside of you. They can see love. You can see love. Lord, I thank you right now. These your people, I thank you for your love. I thank you right now for one that maybe shouted out to you today, Lord, I need you in my life. Come into my life, God. Save me, cleanse me. Do a work in me, Lord God. Only you can change me. Only you can do it, God. I'm before you right now, God. Do a work in me. Lord, I thank you for salvation. I thank you right now for love. I thank you right now, God, for all that you're doing, seen and unseen. Your will be done in this place. Your will be done in this world. Your will be done in our lives, God. Let love prevail. Thank you, Lord, for doing a work. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for strengthening us, Lord God, to walk according to your will and according to your word and according to your way. We bless your name. We give you the honor. We give you the praise today in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Somebody put their hands together for Jesus. I still hear that song, Something About the Name. Something About the Name, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m., that information is also on our Facebook page. You can go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.